student loan forgiveness plan temporarily blocked. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A federal appeals court telling the Biden administration not to forgive any of the debts until there's a hearing on the lawsuit by six states trying to block the plan.
Nebraska, Missouri, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, and South Carolina all say the plan threatens their future revenues. A lower court turned down their request Thursday. At Delaware State University Friday, President Biden complained about the GOP's reaction to the plan.
Republican members of Congress and Republican governors are doing everything they can to deny this relief, even in to their own constituents.
It's not clear what the latest decision means for the some 22 million borrowers who have already applied.
Fox's Jill Nadeau, student loan payments suspended during the pandemic are due to resume in January. The January 6th committee has formally issued a subpoena to former President Trump to testify to them by mid-November and to provide them with documents. Not clear how the Trump legal team will respond. Former Trump White House aide Steve Bannon has been ordered to serve 4 months in jail for refusing to comply with the committee's subpoena. Bannon telling reporters outside the federal courthouse,
"Remember, this illegitimate regime, their judgment day is on 8 November when the Biden administration ends."
Bannon is appealing his conviction for contempt of Congress. A Texas state trooper who was among the first on scene of the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, has been fired. The Texas Department of Public Safety accusing Sergeant Juan Maldonado of failing to follow active shooter protocol. Eight other state officers are under investigation for inaction against the shooter. Wall Street ending the week with big gains. The Dow up 749 points. NASDAQ added 244. The S&P 500 closing Friday 87 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Rocket and drone attacks are reportedly raining down on parts of Ukraine early Saturday. Strikes are reported in Kiev, Lviv, and Odessa, like previous attacks targeting infrastructure. The U.S. sees no end in sight to the now eight-month-long Russian invasion of Ukraine, Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Every indication is that far from being willing to engage in meaningful diplomacy, President Putin continues to push in the opposite direction.
American anti-drone technology could be sent to Ukraine. An education law in Florida that triggered controversy has survived another court challenge.
Critics call it the Don't Say Gay law, though that isn't mentioned in the statute itself. What it actually does is ban lessons on sexual orientation and gender identity in grades K through 3. And for the second time in about a month, the court has upheld the law. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by LGBTQ students, parents and their families, as well as several civil rights groups. The plaintiffs claim their constitutional rights were violated by chilling their ability to talk about their LGBTQ families in school settings. The judge disagreed. The plaintiffs say the fight isn't over. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
In response to increasing gun violence, Canada's Prime Minister Trudeau has announced a total ban on the sale or transfer of handguns. There's new information about the suspected Northern California serial killer.
Wesley Brownlee is charged with killing three men for now, but San Joaquin County prosecutors say ballistic evidence appears to connect him to six murders and one attempted murder. A Stockton Police Department spokesman says it also appears the gun he used was a ghost gun, untraceable and without a serial number. And the district attorney said it was a polymer weapon made from hard plastic. Ghost guns have become a concern for law enforcement, cheap and simple to make. The San Francisco Chronicle reports that Oakland police said last year about a quarter of all the guns they seized or confiscated were ghost guns. Brownlee has a criminal past, including possessing and selling cocaine and crack cocaine.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.